Strawny for breakfast. The Mid-North Coast, Triple M.
Yes, good morning, everybody. How are we? We've made it to another Thursday. 5 to 6 clubbers. I hope you had a good Wednesday. I certainly did, but I tell you what, that was Fennicum like Iceland. I was lucky enough to go to Iceland in 2018. It was very much like it in the wind yesterday. Didn't it look bleak? Anyway, a beautiful sunny day is coming up today. A little bit of frost inland. Tops of about 18 degrees, a little bit warmer today. Sunrise officially at 6:43. Major news stories of the day. Well, the big news you're going to hear about all day today. Brisbane has beaten itself to host the 2032 Olympics. They were the only people that wanted it. And to Tokyo overnight, the Matildas have had a 2-1 win over New Zealand, which is good news. In the NRL tonight, the Eels take on the Raiders. That game's at 7:50. You'll hear it live here on the M's. Locally, police are appealing for the public's help after two teens were assaulted in Port Macquarie. And the McLean community will have the chance to engage once more in a visit for Crescent Heads foreshore after the council agreed to a long-term re-examination of its plans at its last meeting. Dangerous surf warning out today. And in local sport, in football, the Northern New South Wales group will hold a junior development regional gala day in Port Macquarie on Sunday. About 380 players between 10 and 12 will be in action at Wayne Richards Park between 9 and 4. Imagine trying to get a park there at the weekend. On the show today, well, being Thursday, look out, it is Tradie Thursday. Thanks to Sean and the team at Fast Blast. And today, we're going to be taking Smoko out to the nurses. Yep, A1 Nursing Services in Port Macquarie will be talking to Rod, and they get to play their favourite rock song. Also today, Maroon talking NRL for Alistair at the Flower Hotel Group. We'll have a look at the locals' guide to the Mid-North Coast today. Also in What's Trending, the amazing story you probably see on the news tonight about a Kelpie running beside its owner, not for one, not for two, but for 5Ks and doing an amazing speed. I'll play a little bit of audio from that a little later on. And in Strawny Leaks, the latest entertainment goss for the day today, news from Paloma Faith in Britain, if you know what I mean, in Britain, what's going on there then? Also, Dolly Parton, what she dressed up as for her husband's birthday. Okay. And you can win $1,000 on the wheel. And if your birthday today, you are sharing up with the likes of Selena Gomez, David Spade and Danny Glover, all born on the 22nd day of July.
Strawny for breakfast.
In all cases, this is the strong advice of all states and territories.
The Mid-North Coast.
Ah, yes, 133353, our number. You can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or our website, Triple M Mid North Coast. Or if you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up.
The Locals Guide on Triple M, with everything happening on the Mid North Coast.
The Thursday produce markets are on today at Taree Park. Guys, if you like singing, the Bloke's Notes meet tonight at 6:30 at the Mac Adams Centre in Port Macquarie behind the pool. The Breast Green Mobile Van is at the Biripi Aboriginal Medical Service Centre in Mudford Street, Taree, 13:20:50 to book, ladies. In golf today, it's Millionaire's Day in Kempsey, and on the Nambucca, the Highland Park Beach Access Pedestrian Bridge is closed until further notice due to unsafe conditions. At Bingley, get a bonus Bingley gift card and up to 10% on selected laundry appliances. It's a great bonus on selected laundry appliances, but hurry, it's for a limited time. See bingley.com.au for details.
Check out the Locals Guide for the Mid-North Coast anytime on the Listener app for Bingley, Australian owned for over 60 years. Triple M.
Triple M's Fishing Best Bet.
Yeah, I'm going fishing in the morning. I'm going fishing all day. I'm going fishing, time to quit wishing. I'm going fishing today.
Here he is, the great man, Bluey Waters. How are you, Bluey?
Good morning, Strawny, and I'm well, thank you.
Well, that's good, because I was worried again you wouldn't see anybody yesterday. Is that one of the coldest days you've had in 37 years of your boat shed? Yeah.
Oh, I think it's been a very chilly day. I really do think it was very chilly. But, I've had colder, I'd say, because I survived it.
Yeah, you survived it. Well, anyway, this was not a very nice day. Today, dangerous surf warning. Again, that surf really came up for the southerly-facing beaches. It's mountainous again today. Top of the tide shortly. We go from a metre high to a low of 0.3 at 12:30. Southwesterly wind strong again in the middle of the day. Where are we going to go?
Do we have to go?
You don't have to if you don't want to. But come on, does someone have a rostered day off today, or the retired people where every day is Saturday? Where are we going to try and catch a fish?
Okay, we're out the estuary this morning. We're going to cut up a bit of strip mullet, and we're going to try for a quality brim on Thursday. How's that sound?
Okay, fair enough.
Thursday brim.
You got a club with a presentation or an AGM? What's happening this weekend?
Yeah, Lake Cattle Amateur with your fishing club. We've got their presentation day on, which is great. They've brought it forward to the daytime session, so they can have the juniors and the seniors both combined. It's on Sunday. It's on Saturday. It starts at 11 o'clock at the clubhouse, and tickets are available at the clubhouse.
Well, there you go. That's great. Now, ding, 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 round 19 of the NRL kicking off. We're back to Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday footy. Tonight, Eels and Raiders.
Yeah, this is an interesting round, this one, because it's the top eight versus the bottom eight, Strawny.
Ooh.
Now, this could be Division 1 versus Division 2, couldn't it?
It certainly could. I know what you mean by the matchups.
Yeah, so we'll just see how it goes. As you say, for the Eels and the Raiders, for the Eels, they've got Jacob Arthur back into halfback. For the Raiders, they've got Harley Smith on the wing. The Raiders get 15.5 start.
Ooh, I wonder if that's attractive to the barber. We'll wait and see. But they lost their good fullback just when they were starting to get momentum, the poor old Raiders. Tomorrow at 6, match of the round, Roosters and the Knights.
Yes, well, the Roosters have brought Billy Smith into the centres. For the Knights, they've got Dominic Young on the wing and Phoenix Crosslands come into halfback. The Knights get 11.5.
Okay, the second game tomorrow night, Cowboys and the Storm.
Yes, for the Cowboys, Conley Lehman's come into the centres. For the Storm, they've changed their team around a little bit, bringing in Cooper Johns and Chris Lewis and Ryan Papahouses off the bench. It's 27.5 start to the Cowboys.
Oh, my goodness. Saturday at 3 for Super Saturday, Rabbits and the Warriors.
Yes, Josh Mansour gets a starting run up at the Rabbits, for the Warriors, Dylan Wozniak is on the wing for the Warriors. 18.5 start for the Warriors.
Okay, the second game at 5:30. Hopefully you're back in time home from the boat shed to watch the Seagulls and your West Tigers.
Yes, and this is a double header on Saturday night, so the next two games are at Suncorp for the Seagulls. Tommy and Jake are back, and also Daly Cherry Evans. For the Tigers, no change to the team that were Bronco Busters last week. We get 19.5 start.
And did you watch, did you tape the Tiger Town special on Monday night? Have you watched it?
Yes, I have. It was very interesting, wasn't it? Yes.
Yeah, I tell you what, it's great to see that insight and about how many more people other than the coach and the players go into making an NRL team. It's interesting. If you haven't seen it, go and check it out on Fox. Good stuff. Okay, or on KO. The 7:30 game, as you said, the second of the doubleheaders, Panthers and Broncos. This could be a cricket score.
Yeah, Rudai's back at 5'8 for the Panthers. They'll enjoy him back. For the Broncos, they've made several changes to the team that went down to the mighty West Tigers. 19.5 start for the Bronx at home.
They'll need 119, I think. Sunday at 1:50, Dragons and Titans.
Yes, well, the Dragons, they're trying to field the team with these suspensions hanging over their heads. A few changes there for the Titans. Toby Sexton comes into the halfback position. 5.5 start for the Dragons.
Okay, and Sunday at 4, the TV game, the Bulldogs and the Sharkies.
Yeah, no change to the Bulldogs were a bit stiff on last weekend. They got 11.5 start against the Sharks.
Okay, fair enough. And that's another double-header day too, Bluey, both those games at the Gold Coast. It's like magic round every weekend while the COVID's on. Anyway,
yes.
Homework for you tomorrow, Bluey. We'll need a bottle of Best Bet and also the TAB and the Sports Bet Best Bet as well. And if you haven't already heard, you're waking up. It's been made official that Brisbane will host the 2032 Olympic Games. The funny thing about it is, Bluey, they're all jumping about because they got announced the winners. They were the only people in it.
I know.
And five people voted against them. That's not very nice, is it?
Not very nice at all.
Oh, no. I wonder if there are any sort of like Brad Fittler's relations or something that are on the IOC. But anyway, we'll worry about that later. Have a great day, Bluey.
Cheers.
Strawny's Brekkie Show.
Who threw that stone? Come on.
For the Port City Bowling Club.
Triple M and Strotty for Brekkie at Tradie Thursday out of 8:30 as Triple M rocks the tradies. Robert Palmer, bad case of loving you. 10 to 7, beautiful sunny day coming up and a bit warmer than yesterday, about 18 to 19 today.
What the papers are saying, thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
In the Herald, it says hot spots forced to wait for vaccines. New South Wales is struggling to keep up with vaccine demand in the hotspot areas of southwest Sydney due to insufficient Pfizer doses and a reluctance of older residents to take the AstraZeneca. Front page of the telly says Brisbane claims the 2032 Olympic Games, but the winner is Australia. Brisbane will play host to the 2032 Games, secured in a landslide victory which relied on a meticulous plan, for the greatest sporting contest on earth and the natural beauty of Australia. In the Australian, their lead story, it's Brisbane, a new Games generation dawns. Australia has been elevated into the storied ranks of nations to host three Olympics, as Brisbane plans to make the world's greatest sporting event affordable in 2032. And those are the main news stories in the Nationals today. Thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies. They're going to be busy today. The Powerball tonight. What's the bloke with the moustache say on the telly? $30 million.
Strawny for breakfast. The Mid-North Coast. Triple M. Strawny Leaks. Thanks to Southwest Rocks Country Club and Social Alley. Open 7 days a week. Come and play.
In Britain, pop singer Paloma Faith has said that Freedom Day has made her too scared to venture outside of the house because she doesn't feel safe.
And it feels as well like everyone I know seems to have COVID from going to like a gathering or whatever.
Annabelle and Lauren have become the first contestants to be booted off The Bachelor in a double elimination last night as J-Lal lands the coveted key to the business lounge. And Dolly Parton has recreated her iconic 1978 Playboy magazine cover for her rarely seen husband Carl Dean and his 79th birthday.
My husband always loved the original cover of Playboy, so I was trying to think of something to do to make him happy. He still thinks I'm a hot chick after 57 years, and I'm not going to try to talk him out of that.
Imagine tomorrow's car today. The all-new Hyundai Tucson at Andrew Miticke.
This is the Mid-North Coast's Triple M News.
Hello, Cherie Coleman here with your local briefing. Two work colleagues who travelled from Coffs Harbour back to Sydney with a positive COVID case have since tested positive themselves, though local health says they were not deemed to have been infectious while in Coffs. The positive case himself is thought to have been infectious for the final 2 days he was in the area. All workers at the Shoreline Construction site have been declared close contacts, directed to get tested and isolate for 14 days, as has anyone who was at the Hoi Moe last Thursday afternoon between 3:55 and 4:20 p.m. Meantime, 23,696 people in New South Wales have had a COVID vaccination at state-run clinics in the latest 24-hour period, while total doses, including from GP clinics, sit at 3,160,228. Smaller communities across the Mid-North Coast will soon have better access to support when it comes to domestic violence. The state government announcing almost $90,000 in funding for Liberty Domestic and Family Violence Specialist Services. They'll use the cash to expand their mobile outreach services into places like Kendall, Laurieton, Telegraph Point, Rollins Plains, Papenbarra, Comboyne and Wauchope. And we're being reminded dams can be just as dangerous as rivers and oceans when it comes to drowning. Royal Life Savings Northern Regional Manager Jason Phillips says inland waterways still have the highest number of drowning deaths in Australia every year.
A lot of people perceive that if they are on the north coast, mid-north coast or even northern rivers, that we do have beautiful beaches and oceans, but we're surrounded by magnificent rivers, creeks and plenty of dams on properties. So it's vitally important that, you know, landowners, property managers and visitors to these inland areas are aware of the dangers.
Taking a look at sport, the Hastings Valley Vikings are sitting on top of the upper mid-north coast rugby ladder heading into round 13. They'll be at home this weekend too, up against fourth-placed Kempsey. Elsewhere, the Marlins are on the road to Bowraville and the Port Pirates head to Coffs to take on the Snappers.
Hi there, Madeline Larson with the National News Briefing. The Olympics is heading down under and there's no doubt it means a huge boost for Queensland and Australia's visitor economy. Tourism and Transport Forum Chief Exec Margie Osman says it'll provide a positive boost for the tourism industry.
It'll be a serious shot in the arm and for the future of the tourism industry. It'll be a great opportunity for Queensland and the rest of Australia, and it couldn't have come at a better time.
More concerns about removalists for Victoria. A group of workers from Sydney have been caught by police near Mildura, allegedly entering without proper border paperwork. It comes after Sydney removalists sparked the state's latest Delta outbreak when completing work in Melbourne. Harvey Weinstein has faced an LA court this morning after being extradited from New York. The former Hollywood producer has pleaded not guilty on all 11 counts. The 69-year-old is alleged to have sexually assaulted five women between 2004 and 2013, already serving a 23-year sentence for other offences. And Canberra wants to ban Aussie punters from gambling online using their credit cards. The same restrictions already apply in casinos and tab outlets, as well as bans on nearby ATMs from giving cash advances. However, foreign-owned bookies argue there is no compelling evidence to link the use of credit cards, online betting and problem gambling.
The Benevolent Society put people first, supporting children, families, people with disability and more. Find out more at benevolent.org.au. Your life, your way.
Roosters coach Trent Robinson has revealed why he's dropped Josh Morris from this weekend's match against the Knights. Robinson says the veteran centre is simply out of form.
He's taken it really well, as a well-experienced guy can do. It's really disappointing, but also he understands.
Well, there's plenty at stake for both Parramatta and Canberra as they prepare to kick off round 19. The Eels are out to cement their position in the top four, while the Raiders are pushing for the top eight after wins against Manly and Cronulla.
Triple M's Beach and Surf Report, powered by Kempsey Camping World, Kempsey Firearms and The Complete Angler, all under one roof, 44 Smith Street, Kempsey.
Peaking swell yesterday afternoon is still hanging around this morning, and those south-facing beaches are really large, around that 6-foot-plus mark. Projected southern corners a lot smaller. We're looking at around 1 to 2 foot of swell, and that's due to that angle and the direction the swell is coming from. So, with the offshore wind, out there, make the most of this swell that's on offer. 6:30 high tide and the water temperature is still hovering around that beautiful 18 degrees. I'll catch you in the surf.
What's trending on Triple M for Hakuna Homes? It means no worries, and that's what you get with Hakuna Homes.
Oh, this is a goodie. And again, I reckon you'll see it on the news tonight. A working dog on an Australian farm has been clocked at running at 40 kilometres per hour, keeping up the incredible pace for 5 kilometres. Now, Bundy's Human, who posts under the TikTok handle of Country Lad Brad, uploaded the impressive video showing the black Australian Kelpie running alongside his vehicle and steaming her way across a series of paddocks. A lot of people have commented that the canine track star was unlucky to miss out on a call-up to the Tokyo Olympic Games.
40 k's an hour. No stopping this girl. Look at her go. You had enough yet, Bundy? No? Bloody hell.
Triple M and the $1,000 birthday wheel about half an hour away. I hope you get on and spin up your birthday for $1,000. It's Ganga Jang on Strotty's Brekkie Show and the sounds of then. Sunny today, up to 18 to 19 degrees.
Anthony Maroon
weekend's NRL tips, thanks to the Settlers Inn and the friendly Fernhill Tavern in the industrial area.
Triple M rocks footy.
Ah, yes, it's that time of the week, and we're back to normal with Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday footy. Maroon's here for the Flower Hotel Group. Morning, Maroon.
Morning, Strawny. Yeah, look, mate, it's a crazy time of year here in Sydney. We're still in lockdown, but beautiful Port Macquarie's not. You're living the dream.
That's for sure. The Mid-North Coast doing well, except for that little bit of a scare and coughs. But anyway, thanks to the Flower Hotel Group. I don't know, the Settlers, Alistair wants to remind everybody, they're great sponsors of the Three Rivers Mini Marathon coming up Sunday, August 29, where you paddle 25 k's down the Three Rivers, starting under the bridge at Telly Point, Maroon, and ending up there at the rowing club just behind the Sets. So how about that? Are you interested?
Do you do that?
We've done it in the surf boat a couple of times. Yeah, it's you're pretty had it by the end of it. And it's a great fundraiser. And any type of self-propelled watercraft is there. So were you someone who had like the blow-up banana or something like that in the pool? Could you do it with a pool noodle or something?
Mate, I could get the old-fashioned paddle boats like we used to ride in Budgieroy.
Yeah.
You know, just get in and paddle, me and you, Team Triple M.
Yeah, you know, the better half and I, that's how we save money for our honeymoon. Her parents had the caravan park at Wallachia, and we used to hire the paddle boats on a Sunday, and that was quite an experience, you know. You used to get a deposit because no one would bring them back on time, and then you'd find one floating upside down and you couldn't find it. Anyway, let's talk about footy. Great to have it back in a regular harness. And let's talk about the big game tonight. It is the Eels and the Raiders. And again, it's every weekend now, Maroon, is sort of the magic round, isn't it?
Well, the experts will tell you they don't think it'll be coming back to New South Wales. But anyway, it's a very movable situation. But Parramatta and the Raiders here, Strawny. Mitch Moses is out for Parra with a back injury. Jacob Arthur steps in. So I just think for teams like Parramatta, you know, it's got to be business, head down, bum up, origins behind you, business, and really prove to your fans now that this year you are going to really have a crack at it. So I'm going to take Parramatta to beat the Raiders.
Okay. 6 o'clock tomorrow night, it is the Roosters up against the Knights.
Yeah, look, the Roosters, mate, I think the Knights are probably done for the year. A lot of these sides, like, you know, these fringe top eight sides, they've been disappointing this year. Knights are certainly one of them. The good news is, though, they look like signing Kalen Ponga long term.
Okay, the 7:55 game tomorrow night, the Cowboys up against the Storm. And how bad the Knights were, Maroon, last week, or just how good that slick Melbourne Storm team is?
Well, you know what? I don't know, because I'm just thinking, but they really do need some stiff competition, and they're not going to get it this week, because the Cowboys, if they lose, Strawny, they've lost six straight. But if Melbourne win, I think you'll find they've won 15 straight. So one escalator's going up, one's going down. Get on the Melbourne Storm.
3 o'clock Saturday, your Rabbits up against the Warriors. Hopefully you get to call this from the interactive studio, do you, Maroon?
I believe I do. I believe I do. And I think my bunnies, they're just ticking along nicely, mate. They've won their last five in a row, and no one's pointing the finger at them, talking about them. That's a good thing. So I'm going to take them. I think they'll just be too good for the Warriors. They're like the Knights, they're just on the way out.
Now, tell me about the interactive studio too, Maroon. I'm mates with Dennis Carnahan. I know you know him too. He's always putting photographs up of this big lounge area at the first three letters of the alphabet, the ABC. Do you just sort of go in a normal studio, or do you have some palatial area with bar fridges and party pies on tap?
Oh, mate, you're kidding. They're even doing the place up. So they rip the carpet out and have them put your carpet down, and your feet stick to the floor. It's got a vending machine in there. It's that old. It's still got Polly Waffles and Toscas in there.
Oh.
And, mate, no, there's nothing palatial. Anything that involves me, if it involves me, you can always assume it's Devon level.
Well, you like me will be putting very much like emojis in front of Dennis Carnahan's photos on the first three letters of the alphabet. All right. Yeah. Okay, your mob should wipe the floor with the Warriors. Let's go to the 5:30 game, the Seagulls and the West Tigers. This should be a cracking game, actually.
Well, it depends on what West Tigers side turns up, but Manly with Tom back, Jake playing, of course, and this is one of these sides that just needs to say, like, you know what, we got through Origin, we're still sitting in sixth position, and they're going to finish in the top six. They're not going to do any better than fifth or sixth, I don't think, but again, for this side, mate, these are the games, they just have to put them to bed, and I think Manly will.
Okay, 7:30 game. The Panthers have still no Nathan Cleary. Our firm favourites up against the Broncos. Look, we know it was never going to be an easy year for Kevy, but were you disappointed just the way the Broncos crumbled last week when it mattered?
Yeah, I think they've been really, I don't know, Strawny, if they're any better than they were last year. You know, that's they just, I don't know, they don't seem to have any respect in the jumper. Perhaps Kevy changes the deck chairs too often. Too many players are coming and going. Too many players are waiting to be told they won't be there much longer. And, mate, I'm disappointed for him. But Panthers this week, even although Cleary doesn't return, Luai will play. I think Panthers will flog him.
Yeah, and is Tyson Gamble the new Michael Hancock? He's not very well liked by other players. Is he the new Michael Ennis?
He could be the new Michael Ennis. He could be the new menace, the new pest. but I think they got high hopes for him in the future.
Yeah, he's at least he gives it a red hot go, I suppose. Now on Sunday we've got a 150 game again, and this time it's the Dragons and the Titans. And gee, I tell you what, you didn't get shanghaied into this one too, did you, Maroon?
But mate, I honestly don't know. I think I've got my bunnies in one game, and then the next game might be that. Actually, I think the producer, Chicka White, might have said I'm getting an extra game this week. So if I jag three, one of them's got to be good, you'd have to think.
Okay, well, I hope it's not the Dragons and the Titans.
Yeah. Well, mate, this one, the Dragons, again, because of these staggered suspensions, will be missing a couple. But the players they're missing, I don't think will hurt them too much this week. So I'll take the Dragons to win. And I think, much like the Knights, we'll start seeing the Titans just fade away in 2021.
Okay, finishing off the game you'll hear live on the EMs, and, of course, it's the Channel 9 game, the Bulldogs up against the Sharks.
Well, the good thing is for the Doggies, Strawny, some things are starting to turn around now. Now, they get Pangai Jr. and they might get Paul Vaughan. Now, why these will be good signings is they now have Gus Gould. So Gus Gould's there keeping the shop in order. Some of these iffy players start playing good, consistent football. He gets some good players there over the next few years. Good news if you're a Doggies fan, but Sharks will beat them.
Yeah, I know Kenny spoke about it last week, though, but it's something wrong in the game where someone like Pangai, who was, who's done the wrong thing, ends up getting a pay rise out of this.
Yeah, look, we've seen too much of this in the last couple of decades too. You think of blokes like, you know, Todd Carney or Blake Ferguson, they got punted out of the Raiders that time only to get better deals. So, you know, I don't know what the answer is to that. I do, actually. I think Kenny says, you know, they're not allowed to earn any more money, you know, for the next couple of years or whatever. However, see how they go. It hopefully is good fortune time for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, see, Kenny's getting a cult following now. Remember when we had Trial by Kyle? What if you had, Pentridge by Kentridge? No, that sort of doesn't fit. Do you know what I mean? What if we got Kenny's own show where he was judge and jury on things?
Yeah, but see, the thing is, even if you did that and he liked the idea and he liked the concept,
he'd hate it at the same time.
He'd have to hate it. Yeah, very, yeah.
Never miss it on a Sunday at midday. It's very funny. Triple M rocks footy coverage from 7 tonight. The game kicking off at 10 to 8. Good calling, Maroon.
Righto, Strawny. Say good night to everybody at the sets for me.
Strawny for breakfast.
The Mid-North Coast. Triple M.
Triple M and Strawny for brekkie. Thanks to your locally owned club, the Port City Bolo. Don't forget, travelling bowlers, fine body of men. Their raffle's on from 5 this afternoon. It is flowers there, and the story of I Can't Help Myself. Well, it's pretty much a truism, I suppose. Sunny today, a little bit warmer, 18 to 19 degrees.
Triple M.
Birthday wheel. For 40 Wings, Port Macquarie.
So come and see the team at Port Home Zone 40 Wings. Serious about sleep.
Yeah, let's go to Port Macquarie and see if we can give away the moolah this morning. Good morning, Karen. How are you?
Hi, great.
Yeah, and do you like my expression moolah? Have you got another expression for money?
No, moolah's it.
Moolah's it, yeah. And she was, if you remember back in the 80s when the wrestling got big from America, there was an older lady that used to wrestle, and her name was the Fabulous Moolah, and her glasses were dollar signs, and I've never, she was a beauty. I don't think the Fabulous Moolah would be still alive, Karen, so we'll soldier on. What number are we looking for you on the wheel?
My number 12.
20. Okay. Come on, number 20. Come on, number 20. Around it goes. It goes past. Will it get around? Yeah, no. It ends up being the number 7. Oh. No! Can't give you the cash, Karen, but end of the month, which isn't far away, we do the next draw for the magnificent Easy Burn Fire Pit from Bennett Steel. They're celebrating 30 years this year. Each month, they've got these beautiful fire pits to give away. They've got plenty of stock, too. They're so popular. They look great. You can take them anywhere. Set them up permanently at home if you like. And I hope you're not shivering over the weekend, Karen. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Johnny. Bye.
Okie dokie. Now, other birthdays today. We've got a couple of local legends birthdaying today. Country Muso. I think, is he still around the McLay? The great Steve Passfield is birthdaying today. Good on you, Steve. Now, in the surf boat fraternity, it is a very happy birthday today going out to Skits, otherwise known as Mark Alderan. Good on you, Skits. Have a birthday. Have a great birthday today. I reckon he might have a quiet red this evening too. Good on you, Skits. People like Skits, Steve, are sharing their birthdays as well with the likes of Selena Gomez. I couldn't even say it. Selena Gomez, David Spade, and the great Danny Glover, all born on this day, the 22nd day of July.
Triple M's Tradie Thursday, powered by Fastplast Building Supplies. The best mate a tradie can have.
Yeah, and today we are saluting the nurses today. We're at A1 Nursing in Port Macquarie. We've got Rod to have a chat with us today. Good morning, Rod. Are you inside in the warm?
Yeah, g'day, Strawny. I certainly am, mate, and I've got the rest cycle on, getting warmer by the minute.
That's the way. Rod, obviously medicine's in the news a lot lately, given the old COVID situation, etc. Nursing, a fine trade. I know there are varying levels, but how long does it take to be qualified as a nurse?
Well, I did my training actually in the UK way back in the day. I'm not English, but I was travelling around Europe at the time, and that's a long story, not for this sort of radio. But look, it's 3 years. You do a 3-year degree, and then you do your grad year after that. So it's about 4 years of consolidated knowledge. I've been at it for nearly 30-odd years now, so it's been a while.
For sure. Tell us about A1 Nursing Services, the history of the company itself.
Well, we started the company, my partner Carol and I were working, we've got a vast clinical background, and we were working in aged care for about the last 10-odd or more years, and we basically became disillusioned by the quality of care, to be honest with you, and we could do one of two things. We could decide to, wring our hands and shake our heads and go on, or we could decide to do something about it. So we began to embark on a journey about changing the way that we care for our elderly and change the way that we care for people in the home. So that's where it began. It's about 2 years into that journey now.
Yeah. I think of all the studies you see, right, it's better for people can stay in their homes as long as they can. They're more comfortable there. They feel more settled. And if you can get good quality help, you know, all the studies say you're better off being in your own place.
Yeah, absolutely correct, Strawny. And look, people get that satisfaction of being in their own environment. There are a flood of memories in that environment as well. And particularly if you've got somebody who may have some degree of dementia, those memories around in that familiar environment are very important. So we strive to keep people in their home for absolutely as long as possible. And we do that with the right people. We take a long bow approach of matching people, our staff with the client that we have. And we want to sort of get to know them, as we go through that journey with them. So it's a long, we take a long bow approach to care, and it's a lasting relationship.
Yeah. How many people do you have actually working for you, Rod?
We've got a team of about 30-odd. So we've got a mixture of registered nurses, qualified care staff members. And we've got a group of people we call the social supports who help people go out to, doctor's appointments, shopping trips, all that sort of thing.
Fantastic. All righty. Now, you've got the oak-flavoured milk. You've got the how are the muffins today? How did they fit that on the top? Is it a chocolate cake and Rocky Road? I mean, they're amazing.
It is. And everyone's staring at them, salivating. you know, waiting to get into them. So I think there's going to be a few nana naps after this this effort this morning.
Good on you, right? Excellent. Now, we'd love to hear the stories about the trip around Europe, but we'll probably have to meet you in person for that one.
Yes, I think so.
we've got to delve in a bit to it. What was your favourite place that you went to as a youngster? Because it is a marvellous place. We're only just seeing the videos and the television shows about it now, but what was your favourite spot in Europe?
Yeah, all I can say is thank God there wasn't social media back in those days.
Exactly.
But, anyway, I'd say I based out of the UK, so I had a lot to do with the UK. But, you know, Yugoslavia was pretty good. I had a great time through there, and Turkey. I used to go through the Greek islands every summer, hop across the islands and end up in Turkey, do a lap around Turkey and come back to the UK. So that was always pretty good.
Yeah, everyone I've ever spoke to said that they're such lovely people. And, there you go. It'll eventually happen. All right, you get to play your favourite rock song on Tradie Thursday. You're also in the running to win the Makita Job Site Radio, so you can take Triple M with you wherever you are, Rod. What song would you like to hear?
Let's get a bit of Metallica and Nothing Else Matters.
Okay, now... that is a very, very famous Metallica song. I've got something special for you, Rod. I've got that version off S&M for you with the San Francisco Orchestra, okay?
Perfect. Yes, excellent. Thank you.
All the best, Rod. Thanks for being part of Tradie Thursday.
Good on you, mate. Have a great day.
Triple M's Tradie Thursday. Powered by Fast Plus Building Supplies. The best mate a tradie can have.
Triple M and Strotty Fabrecki wrapping up with the great Brian Ferry there, and let's stick together. That's what we've got to do. Hey, if you missed any part of the show, remember, go to the Triple M website, go to my page and press catch up, hey? Steve after nine, tomorrow on the show, our top three things to do around the coast at the weekend, fuel check Friday, and your last chance to win 1,000 on the wheel. Have a great day.
Making the best of each day.